This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
All right, so first question here for 5 on it. Other than the wins over the Packers and Eagles, what has been your favorite Bears winner moment on the field this season?
Yeah, that is an interesting question. I mean, those are the two obvious ones. So I decided to take those two puppies off of the table. Now I'm just trying to think here. Which direction do I want to go in? Best Bears moments on the field. There's so many of them throughout the year. Okay. All right. I'm going to go back to week 9. Week 9, ladies and gentlemen.
This was right here.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Gabe?
See it right here.
That's a Bears 47-42 win over the Cincinnati Bengals. Okay. They kept up, and we know that we just saw Caleb Williams perform that as well, but there was a pass that Caleb Williams made in that game that changed the trajectory, maybe for the offense and for a rookie named Colston Loveland. That's the game, guys, where Caleb Williams hits Colston Loveland for 58 yards with 17 seconds left, and you're like, holy cow, there's Colston Loveland doing the thing that we were waiting for him to do and for us to see. So I am going to circle that moment as my favorite on-field Bears moment, with the two exceptions that we gave at the beginning of the segment.
Bears.
Does it mean X?
Is it Carmi? Yeah, we're trying to figure out the traffic flow here right now.
It's like a 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. That's what they do in the morning. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So we all take turns leading. So, yeah. Gabe, just use the hand signals.
Gotcha.
Carmi V, you go right ahead. Carmi Vitale is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi, Carmi.
I was going to say hi.
Yeah, hey.
I was a little late coming in because there wasn't parking where I usually park today. Something's going on right in this area.
Oh, apparently. Is Chicago police,
we don't like
or
deviation.
Chicago fire?
Don't like
I don't like it. Yeah. I got to my usual spot, and it was like no parking from the 31st to the 1st.
Throws
was
the
like,
whole thing off.
And this is why I like to walk everywhere I go.
I know. I guess. I could have taken the train. But anyway, you said it from the Bengals game, and I think it was the same game. The Darnell Wright pancake.
Oh. See, I love that you're getting that specific. That's the essence.
But it's not that specific because it really is just the evolution of this team because of Ben Johnson prioritizing the offensive line and how far that's gotten them. So it's like a very specific example, though, of like a complete attitude shift.
Symbolic of the bigger. Yeah, yes. It's a good example to accentuate what is going on around
like
us.
Like, this offensive line is physical. There, it's versatile. Mm. It's like, and it is the tone setter, and that's what your offensive line should be. And that's why I was so excited about the Ben Johnson hire in general, because as someone that had covered him years prior, I mean, Detroit is one of my favorite teams because of the fact that they had this line that was just so dominating up front, and it was, you know, he gives the big boys some love. And we love that. A true king.
And that could be love catching a pass out of the backfield.
It's a tie. One day to go, whatever folks. It could be. One game to go.
Can I tell you, though, that Darnell Wright told me that he doesn't want to catch the ball?
I know. I heard you say that.
He's too athletic. He should have. We saw him in the preseason catching all that stuff. That would have been the case. Detroit Lions, obviously their offensive line, you know, bunch of second, third round picks, a couple first rounders in there. That's how they made theirs up. The Bears, free agency. That's why the Darnell Wright pancake was just so special, because he wasn't one of the free agent draft picks. He was a homegrown guy that was drafted here. So I get that. I'm going to take you guys to right before the bye week. All right. Mm-hmm. The Bears at the time are 1-2, and you're thinking to yourself, damn, we need this bye week badly. Then they're facing the Raiders. They're only up a couple of points, and the Raiders go to kick a field goal with 38 seconds left. And Josh Blackwell comes in, blocks the field goal to allow the Bears to get to 500 before that bye week. And I think, as we can all agree, the bye week is when the Bears really started to put things into high gear. Why are you looking confused?
Well, I'm looking confused only because maybe I should have. I thought I was going to take this off of the list of choices, but at 847 Texter says there's no way it isn't the Packers win, Grody. They had the walk-off versus Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, I got emotional over that. That made me feel things, and I don't like feeling
things. Maybe that's too obvious. Like, we've gone a little B-side here, but Texter, I hear you. Yeah. I see you.
Well, you took off the Packers and the Eagles.
Did I take off the Packers?
Yeah, it says it right there in the beginning. Other than the wins over the Packers and the Eagles.
Okay, yeah. So I did. You gave yourself your own caveat, yes.
My goodness, yeah. I did, yeah. And so the texter made me doubt myself.
You're outthinking yourself, Grody, literally.
Texter and I are not listening. That's what's
number
going on.
Two.
All right, number two here on Five on It. If I can find my page here, geez. What do you think about the Bears' defense? Is it playoff ready? Gabe, you can start.
I think we know the answer to that. Mm. It is no. I mean, this is the Bears team that has given a oh my gosh, so many explosive plays, and that's continued against the San Francisco 49ers. But it's funny, right? Because you have so many turnovers, you feel good about Dennis Allen, and yet somehow, some way, the defense isn't exactly what you want it to be. And I think that's okay. I think when you're looking at the Bears and what the expectations were heading into the season, you wanted to right the ship offensively with Caleb and Ben Johnson. You didn't necessarily think you were going to be an upper echelon team in the NFL, but you wanted to be able to highlight areas to improve so that next year or the year after that, you can be one of those top teams. So to be at this point and say, okay, we feel good about the offense, you just got to fix either the defensive line or, you know, your linebacker position, then that's okay. And that's okay that you're not a complete team and that the Bears might not be ready, but you're going to need them to play at a high level, make some key stops in order to get a victory if that's what you ultimately
want. We're not even a year into Ben Johnson's tenure. So this stuff takes time. I'm with you. I'm glad I wasn't the first one that had to say it. But the thing that I go back to, and it's something I've said all season, is they're great at takeaways, right? But takeaways mask other deficiencies. And you can live in that takeaway space for the regular season in the short term. And I said that this whole time. I'm like, hey, that's what's saving this Bears defense. That's what's getting the ball back to Caleb Williams in the offense. And as the season progressed, you saw Caleb being able to take advantage of those sudden change situations. But that's not a way you can necessarily live in the postseason. And all you need to do is look at Green Bay last year, because that's how Green Bay's defense under Jeff Hafley in its first year lived. They lived off takeaways. They led the league in takeaways. What happened in the playoffs? They got bounced after the first round. So that's something that I feel like when the margin for error gets so much smaller for the playoffs, for the postseason, the defense wins championships. I mean, that's a phrase for a reason. And when you can't affect the opposing team's quarterback, that's just not a viable way to win games in the postseason. Maybe here or there, but consistently, it's hard to do.
Yeah, and look, the Bears' defense was exposed in this game against San Francisco. That's what it looks like when you don't have the later turnovers. Yeah. Now, ironically, the game started with a terrific turnover.
Right, exactly.
Right, and a quick six.
But that's a perfect example of why you can't live off of just turnovers when it comes to playing the better teams and you know, you're going to a shootout, you don't want to have to count on scoring 35, 38 points in a postseason game.
You don't. And here, and to that end, it as bad as the Bears were against San Francisco, it hasn't gotten past me that that was peak 49ers. Like, they have, they are hitting a 10 on their season right now. That
and
offense.
They didn't even have George Kittle.
They didn't even have their
Trent
left
Williams.
Tackle.
And they didn't have Trent Williams
come on.
The game.
Come on. I mean, so this is right now, that's a elite looking offense. Mm-hmm. So they're going to put those kind of numbers up on a lot of teams probably. That doesn't take away from the flaws. And what you said is right, Carmi, that the turnovers cover up the numbers. And I hear what you're saying about it's hard to depend on turnovers in the postseason, but the Bears have just been a turnover machine this year. And every time I've thought, you got to stop depending on the turnover, then they have another three turnovers. And then we don't see it. And then we don't really see how flawed the Bears' defense is until a game like this comes along.
Right.
But I would not be shocked if the Bears did force some real turnovers in the postseason based on what this season
has
been.
I just don't know if it's going to be enough. That's my point.
And you're right. You can't
That's
live like that. Like, next year, we'll be all saying, at least I know I'll be saying, God, you can't depend on turnovers 2 years in a row. That's right. A deadly way
Again,
to live.
Look at the Packers.
Yeah, look at the Packers.
And
I'm sure,
like, none this year.
If you looked at all like numbers of teams through the years, and I have to do the research, that have big turnover numbers 1 year, I bet the drop off is huge
significant the next year.
Yeah. Yep. Five
on it. Number three.
Speaking of the Bears defense, Cowboys released cornerback Trayvon Diggs on Tuesday. Should the Bears be interested in picking up Diggs for their playoff run? As we talked about this with Mark
V.
I'm going?
Yes, you're okay. Going.
You're it.
My first instinct on this, and probably my real instinct on this, is like, all right, short term, if you're only going to sign him for the postseason, sure, low risk, like, whatever. My issue comes in if you decide to extend it beyond that as a means of getting him, right? And saying, like, all right, we'll keep you on the roster for next year, too. This is not a guy that has a history of good decisions on and off the field, for that matter. This is the guy that concussed himself by mounting a TV, and I put that in quotation marks because I don't think there's anybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that believes that story. And then, you know, up to and including the reason that he's available right now, which is because he directly disobeyed his head coach and left and didn't travel back with the team because he wanted to stay in, like, whatever. I get that. But then I'm torn, and it's for one very specific reason, because I don't know that I want my corners to be good people. And like,
fair.
And
that's why you like Tyreek Stevenson.
It's not just me saying that. This is something that popped up on my For You page very, very, like, not coincidentally at all. Like, this is my algorithm to a T. And I don't know if we have it queued up. But just like the corners, you don't. It's the corners part of this. And it's just this guy, like, going through the archetype of all the position groups and, like, what he wants at each position. Like, he goes to the offensive line. He goes to the defensive line. He goes through the DBs and, like, the back end of the defense. And he talks about corners where he's like, I want these guys to be the worst people off the field. I want them to just have so much drama going on in their lives, but then, like, have absolutely irrational confidence on the field. And it's just, it's so accurate.
Sounds about right.
It's so accurate.
As to who you
trash
want
talking.
There.
I get at least
for my DBs. My free safety is my only white DB, the only one. He has a lacrosse background. He plays with a different type of free will because he knows that he's going to fall back on his dad's money in life. His dad has a couple successful business companies and things of that nature. He's good. My strong safety is Polynesian.
What?
It's Polynesian.
Oh, I got cut off there.
Sure. Okay. Okay. So that was it. Was from 1P Kizzle. I want to give credit. _1P Kizzle.
I'll just say, like, the CJ Gardner Johnson. Obviously, there's a lot of, like, concern when the Bears signed him because of all the teams he's been on and stuff that's happened off of the field or on the field. Really, more, you know, to guys like Javon Wims at the expense of CJ Gardner Johnson. So CJ Gardner Johnson to me is either the reason why you do bring him in because you see how
but
the
Dennis
Bears,
Allen had a history with CJ.
That's true.
So he already kind of knew what he was signing up for.
Yeah, which is a lot though.
And like, apparently CJ did a lot of soul searching over the last year.
Like
too.
It's been a great marriage.
We don't think that Trayvon's done
losing money. He'll do that too.
CJ Gardner Johnson has been terrific in the locker room. He has been mostly terrific on the field. So he's an example of why you would do it, and then why you wouldn't do it, because can you juggle two of these guys? Because, yeah, you know what I mean? It takes a little bit of effort.
That's
with
why
guys
I say
like
long term, maybe, yeah, not.
Right.
But like for a playoff run and your secondary is a little fragile, I get it.
Then it's, yeah, a Spider-Man meme and guys are just pointing at each other. I'm going to go ahead and say no to Trayvon Diggs. And the reason is because of the depth of the Bears in the present, right? When all three of the cornerbacks are healthy, Nashawn Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, Jalen Johnson, the question is who's getting the snaps? And so if you're putting Trayvon Diggs out there, now that he gets thrown into that equation as well. Jalen Johnson obviously continuing to get better and ramp up his activities there. So I think he's going to be getting more plays. And Nashawn Wright and Tyreek Stevenson, I think they'll get the job done. So I say no. I think C.D. Gardner-Johnson was a necessity because there was no Kyler Gordon. I think Trayvon Diggs at this point, it might be more of a distraction where Gardner-Johnson came in and was like, I'm ready to put pedal to the metal and do something for this team.
Yeah.
I think it might be a little bit different with Trayvon. So I'm going to pass on them. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sorry.
Number four.
What are your early predictions for the Bears-Lions regular season finale?
All right, we're doing our predictions. Let's do our predictions.
You wrote the question.
I know. Come on,
yeah, are these your questions, Grady?
For the most part, yeah.
So I guess we're going to do the predictions.
Funny, I write these questions, and then I forget what the question was.
Packers, Eagles.
Anyway, I am going to pick the Chicago Bears to beat the Detroit Lions by a final score of 27-17. I think that for a myriad reasons. Number one, the Bears have been playing really, really good football as of recently. We all know that. I think the revenge factor, I know they're going to downplay it, and they should downplay it because it's about the postseason. It's about being serious, and it's about winning. But you're crazy if you don't think that Ben Johnson's going to have a little something-something for the Detroit Lions based on the 52 that was put up on his team and the crap that he had to hear when he was in Detroit. So I do think that that factors into it. Detroit's still good.
Very
good. Still got a good offense. They're still going to provide a nice test for the Bears' defense, but it's impossible to know how motivated Detroit is going to be at this point in this game. And maybe Ben Johnson will continue to provide their motivation. But most teams that aren't going to the playoffs, folks, sorry to say, are not motivated. Bears 27 and Detroit 17 at Soldier Field.
They're not motivated except when they're coached by Dan Campbell.
Mm.
And I saw this firsthand a few years ago in Aaron Rodgers last year with the Green Bay Packers, when earlier that day the Seattle Seahawks win, they knock the Detroit Lions out of postseason contention, and the Packers, all the Packers had to do that night was win, and they were into the postseason. Guess what Dan Campbell told his entire locker room, and this is a direct quote that I can't actually say on the radio, but it is from a coach that was on that staff. He told me in the locker room before that, he said, we want to FSH up.
Okay.
And that is what Dan Campbell preached in the locker room when they and they did it. They, out of spite, they knocked the Green Bay Packers out of the playoffs. Now, they can't do that to the Bears. The Bears are in, right? But
this could be their Super Bowl.
This is, like, they don't want to give Ben Johnson the revenge. They don't want to give Ben Johnson the storybook ending. They don't want to give Ben Johnson and the Bears, by the way, the opportunity to go and beat the Green Bay Packers again in the postseason in their wild card matchup, because that's essentially what would happen.
So, Carmi, what score do you have with the Lions winning?
I do have the Lions winning.
I know. I picked it up.
I've had the Lions winning for the last few weeks. I've said it on this very
program. That's crazier than me not wanting to pay Caleb Williams through 2034.
After that first Packers game, I was asked, all right, how many more wins this season for the Bears? And I said two, and I'm sticking by it, because I had them losing against San Francisco in San Francisco, which they did. And I had them losing against the Lions because of everything I've seen from them over the past few years. So I think it's going to be close. And I think that, you know, between the injuries to Detroit's defense and what we saw from the Bears' defense, it's going to be high scoring. So I'm going to go like 33-30.
Okay, close.
Yeah, like real close. Like, I don't think this is going to be a
Is it like 33-23 and then the Bears get a touchdown at the end and then
it's as dramatic as it can possibly be the end. Like, I think that the Bears are going to like say that they should have won this game. But I think the Lions are going to come out with it, and that's just my prediction. Because it also, and then ultimately, it doesn't mean a whole lot postseason wise, because you go between the second and the third seed. Although Jalen Hurts is apparently being rested.
Yes,
I love
by
it.
The
yes.
Eagles.
Yeah, they are resting their starters. Yeah.
Yep. So there could be even less on the
line.
Glad
you mentioned
here.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
They won a Super Bowl. They kind of understand what they're doing over there. I'm going to go. I'll just throw the score off first. 31-27 Bears. I think it is going to be a high scoring affair. I think that the Lions will come out to an early lead, maybe up 10 or something like that, and then the Bears will figure it out. At least that's what I hope at the end. And then, you know, get a little Caleb magic. Get them to 4,000. Get the 270 yards. 273, why not? And then get them over to 4,000. Listen, I can't wrap my brain around. It's hard. I'll be honest, right? That's the Bears fan in me saying that. It's hard for me to wrap my brain. And I asked Grody this earlier today, Carmen, when I said, what happened that all of a sudden the Bears are just a shoo-in to get this victory? I'm here for the victory.
They have been playing better. Yeah. Caleb looks more in command of this offense than he ever had, but rather than just like along for the ride, which is, I feel like, much of the season. But like the person that like covered that game at Lambeau Field, where the Packers were winning to the playoffs, and the Lions just went in there and punched them in the mouth. Like, it wasn't even close. Like, that game, the Lions came out with so much more motivation, so much more energy, and they had nothing to play for. So it's still a team coached by Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell. I know it's Motor City, but
did you give your score, Gabe?
Yeah, he did. He started with the score.
Your ears
he
are
was
not
efficient.
Working.
Sorry,
he
I guess
was more efficient than both of us.
Number five.
Oh, we're doing the fifth. See, this is what I've been going back and forth on. We're trying to figure this out. Is it four on it or five on it today?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's five.
It's gotta be five.
Welcome to Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Okay.
We did plan this ahead. What is your 2025 sporting event or storyline that you wish you could change, and why? You can go ahead, Gabe.
All right. My storyline I would change. Now, this could be something like outrageous, right? Like, I just wish it was different.
Is it something
that happened? And then,
it's your world, kid.
Yeah, I'd say that the White Sox would have like won way more games than pulled out the AL Central last year.
Oh, I didn't realize we were going beyond Bears.
Whatever you want. You can go Bears.
It's New Year's. It's the whole year, Carmen.
Promise you,
whatever you want.
Nobody will be upset if you give us a Bears
I'll take mine back then. I wish the Chicago Fire would have made a deeper playoff run. I got to give my soccer team some
love. I love that.
I wish they would have made a deeper playoff run, and they will.
You go, Grody. You go. I don't have a good one for this, to be honest.
I had some things that I had written down, but I am going. Okay, I'll just go with it. In retrospect, I'm more positive about the Cubs and the season that they had, because they won a playoff series, and it was pretty cool. But losing to Milwaukee the way they did, and them, the Brewers ultimately sticking it to the Cubs, that hurt a little bit. I would change that if I could. I still think that the Cubs take this thing and they clinch the division essentially today. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs.
Congratulations.
And I would take that back as well.
Oh, boy.
I would take that. That was in May, I believe.
That was May.
I jumped the gun. Maybe
Sean
this is,
liked
hey,
it.
Maybe this is, maybe I've hurt myself, and maybe that's why I can't go 2034 with Caleb. Fair. Because of stuff like that. Because I get too excited too soon, and then I'm wrong.
All right, Carmen, you had like 3 minutes.
I know, and I still don't have a good one. Can I just say, like, I wouldn't change anything? So, like, I came into this season trying to, like, temper Bears fans' expectations, and I guess I shouldn't have.
Okay, I like that.
Like, I really thought that this was going to take a lot longer, and it wasn't going to result in any wins initially, and I thought it was going to be, like, a really hard thing to have to tell Bears fans, like, stay patient, I promise. Like, you know, when Ben Johnson first got to Detroit, how many times did I say, like, they went 1-6 in his first year as offensive coordinator there, and they were coming off the 3-13-1 season, and it was, like, bad vibes in Detroit, and they turned it all around. And I thought that was going to be more the case here because Ben's a first-time head coach and, you know, there's a lot of turnover and this, that, the other, and I was wrong. So I'm using this as an opportunity to say I was wrong versus...
Don't worry. You and Grody are lined up right now. You guys, it's all good.
She is Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports and a host and analyst for the Marquee Sports Network. He is Gabe Ramirez.
You better say all my jobs too, though.
I don't know if I get through. Okay, I'll try. Chicago Fire
Marquee Sports Network
on the Marquee Sports Network.
Host of the Emmy Award-winning Inside the Fire.
Congratulations. I've seen the show. It is terrific.
You're right. We don't have enough time.
I have seen you on CHSN. I have heard Chicago you on Lead, The Killer Bee,
B96.
On Chicago Lead, and right here on the
Lollapalooza
Score.
Host on Hulu. Do not play me.
How about that, man? That is, don't. Right. Yeah, you got it all. The guy's got it going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.